With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. Residents around Eaglehead Beach are sounding the alarm about the ecological impacts of a new house being built just off the dunes. Since construction began earlier this month, access to the beach has been cut off by construction equipment. A group of beach users has formed a Facebook page called Protecting Eaglehead Beach to share information and raise awareness of the changes being made to the natural environment. One of the administrators of the page, Tala Corkum, says they're hoping to see more concrete action taken to save the beach.
Making sure all the permits are there, even seeing if there's a way we can get a stop work order.
Corkum says the group is not only concerned about the changes to the environment, but also the loss of access to the beach. She says the large trucks coming and going are destroying the road, and once the new house is built, it will essentially become a driveway, barring people from accessing the beach from the Eaglehead Wharf side.
Trying to prove the right-of-way and regain the right-of-way onto the beach, especially now with the ruts that have created these big puddles, we have now lost access, walking access to the beach from the side on Eaglehead Wharf Road. Unless you wear boots up to your knees, you can't really get down there anymore.
Region of Queens Mayor Darlene Norman spoke with officials at the Provincial Public Works Department and learned the road was previously recognized, but that may not be enough to prove the existing road is public.
Thankfully, there was, and I know it shows on a church map from 1886, but as we all know, beaches are constantly moving. And sand beaches are constantly moving back.
In 2019, the province passed the Coastal Protection Act to help ensure that new development happens high enough and back far enough to be safe from coastal flooding and erosion, as well as preventing unnecessary interference with Nova Scotia's coast. The act is now waiting on regulations to be drafted before it will be enforced. A spokesperson for the Department of Environment and Climate Change says the new regulations are expected to be ready in 2023. Questions about why it's going to take 4 years between passing the bill and writing the regulations were not answered before the story went to air. Corkum says if the Coastal Protection Act had been in place, none of this would have happened. She says the group will press on with letter writing campaigns and contacting elected representatives, department officials, and environmental groups in the hopes of getting someone to put a stop to the development before too much of the property is permanently altered. However, she fears what happened to Eaglehead Beach may end up being a warning for other coastal areas in Nova Scotia.
From this point now, we're realizing that there might not be so much capabilities of saving Eaglehead Beach. And now we are more just using this as grounds to help other coastal areas in Nova Scotia to try and make our voices heard, maybe get the bill moving faster. Maybe even another community will learn from us and we can help them, or just generally trying to protect the coast, especially now considering when you drive down on the highway, it says Queen's Coast, and there's a lot of issues around the coast. So I know that if we are the ones to make our voices heard, that it might prevent other people from infilling, knowing where the community stands.
For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.